WJFF Radio Catskill, keeping you connected with national news, information, and community interviews. Now, we're bringing you more. We've added another hour of All Things Considered every weekday evening. That means more live headlines from NPR, more chances for you to hear the news, plus more local interviews. Find our program schedule at wjffradio.org. And please join us for more All Things Considered starting at 4 p.m. on Radio Catskill, keeping you connected.
And believe it or not, this is that extra hour of All Things Considered, and we do have more local interviews for you right now. We've got a local interview on the phone line. We're being joined with the co-owner of a Pickled Owl Gastro Pub in Hurleyville. This is Bryn Allies. Bryn, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good. So you guys are a gastro pub, like a restaurant in Hurleyville. Yeah. How have you been doing in this time of times here during the pandemic?
All things considered, we're still open as we can be, doing takeout, curbside pickup, deliveries. We're hanging in there. We've got a great customer base. That's been our saving grace. Still pushing out our quality food, scratch cooking, doing what we can, and hoping that we'll be able to open up fully sooner than later.
We first got word in New York from Governor Cuomo. I think it was March 16th when he first said, "Hey, this is what we're gonna be doing with restaurants. People can't sit down and eat there anymore." Were you guys open at that time? Like, when did you close and make the decision to move to takeout, and how did that process go?
We never closed. We were open for business. Heard that we had to close and be open for takeout only, and we just went with it.
What's the response been like from the folks that usually go there?
It's been really great overall. I think in the beginning, people were scared to leave their houses or, you know, do anything. There were so many questions. But I think as people kind of got comfortable with the idea of, as comfortable as you can get with the idea of being home in this new normal, I should say, we got more and more calls, and it's been pretty consistent. Business has been really good. I can't complain. And we're grateful for all of our local regulars. They've been really supportive. We've been able to do delivery for the most part, and people have been really great. We've been able to connect to our customers. We try to make a habit of calling everybody after they pick up their takeout to make sure that they're satisfied with the food that they've gotten. That's really the hardest part, is connecting with them in that way, because we don't have that face-to-face rapport anymore. So that makes it a little bit difficult, but we're making it work.
All right. Have you had any difficulties in getting food when there was different types of food shortages, disruptions to the supply chain? Did you have any problems or any innovations in sourcing food?
Yes. The biggest challenge is the cost of food. For instance, meat has doubled in the last week. So we don't want to increase our prices, but we want to keep that same quality. We want to keep the same consistency. So that's been a little bit of a challenge. We're trying to figure out how we can manage our menu while giving the same foods that people like, that quality comfort food, but also being able to afford the increase in prices.
And you said that you think that business has been good. What does it mean for your bottom line, though, compared to how you would expect to be doing at this time? How are you doing to the extent that you have a staff? Have you been able to retain them? Are you just down to your core? Like, how are you doing?
Yeah, we're pretty much running a skeleton crew. We've got our one main chef in the back with us. We have another sous chef that comes in and helps with prep. My husband's there, Evan, in the back. And then we've got our three steady servers out front we've got a lunch shift and a dinner shift Thursday through Sunday. So that has been basically bare bones as far as staff goes. As far as our business volume, we're probably operating at about a third of the volume that we had prior to the shutdown. So it's definitely not ideal, but we're still open. We're still able to give our staff jobs.
Well,
so we try to look on the bright side.
Right. And so then along those lines, like, everybody's looking at what comes next. what are the next phases going to be? And that question gets a little bit more urgency when you're talking to businesses that rely on the season, and the season is unofficially starting this weekend. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's the unofficial start of the busy season in our area, which is what businesses, so many businesses, rely on this time of year that's starting right now.
Absolutely.
What do you think the summer will look like for you?
Well, I'm hoping that we will even catch half of the summer open at this point. I mean, if you do the math, look at the metrics that we've not met yet, the, you know, 2-week increments of each phase. I mean, I'm hoping 8 weeks we can be open, but even that seems far off right now. So at this point, we're kind of just taking it day by day, trying to keep our eye on the prize, keep, you know, everybody apprised of what's going on with the business. We're going to continue to try to stay open. It is a little worrisome as far as how much business we'll get. August closes in on our 5th year of being open, which is a great success. We've met that goal. And, you know, in the restaurant business, if you've made it 5 years, you're in good shape. So this has been an interesting, you know, end to our 5th year. So we'll see where it goes from here. We're hoping that we'll be able to open sooner than later, but everybody's guess is, you know, we have no idea what the future holds and how soon we'll be able to open.
We're going to have to go pretty quick, but last question I wanted to ask you is you're there, you're in the community, you're connected to the community. What do you hope folks in the community will take away from this crisis once we get out of it?
Just to appreciate what we've got, to appreciate the, you know, that ability to come and sit down and have a beer and have some comfort food and not worry so much about the little things, but just enjoy being together again. And I think we take that for granted every day.
All right. Well, the Pickled Owl is online at pickledowl.com. And this is Bryn Allies talking to us from the Pickled Owl. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
All right. And good luck as the season gets rolling here.
Thank you.
All right. This is WJFF. We are Radio Catskill. We are your community radio station, and we're about to start some music here. Where's the music? There it is. Okay. And so coming up, we're going to get right back on into the news from NPR for All Things Considered. Don't go anywhere, because coming up at 7 o'clock, it's the return of Trailer Talk with two key extended community interviews. Sabrina Artell will be talking to Laura Quigley, a Community Resources Commissioner for Sullivan County, as well as Public Health Commissioner Nancy McGraw. That starts at 7 o'clock here on Radio Catskill.